Golf Talk America is brought to you by Club Corp, the leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information. And by the French Lick Resort. Go to frenchlick.com and sign up for a wonderful bucket list type weekend at frenchlick.com.
Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And welcome in, everybody. Frank Bassett joining you this morning. It is Monday morning, and we are, there's a big lull, right, in the PGA Tour right now. We had a week off after the Tour Championship or so. It's going to come back, though, the 16th through the 19th from Silverado Resort and Spa in Napa, California, for the Fortinet Championship. But this past week, there was a continuation of the PGA Tour Champions. The tournament was an absolute exciting tournament to watch. I mean, I know a lot of you maybe don't get to see a lot of the PGA Tour Champions, but we do, and we absolutely enjoy it. And this past week was the Ascension Charity Classic presented by Emerson, and our good friend Dickie Pride sank a putt on the 18th green to put himself in a playoff with David Toms. And we'll talk more about that later on in the show, because Dickie Pride is going to join us from somewhere. He's on a plane, on a train, planes, trains, automobiles, wherever he may be. But our good friend Dickie Pride, who's been a part of this show on and off for years, and a good friend of ours, will be joining us to talk about just what happened. We won't tip our hand on that too very quickly, but we're looking forward to hearing from Dickie. Okay, so this week, of course, on the PGA Tour, we have a tournament coming up starting the 2021-2022 wraparound. Is it wraparound? The 2021-2022 season coming to us out of Napa. But after this week, there's something else that's going to be pretty exciting, and we can just whistle all the way we want to down the road to Whistling Straits, because it is the Ryder Cup. That's going to be a blast. We'll have some live reporting for you from the Ryder Cup, from Whistling Straits, and we're looking really, really forward to that. So, you know, stay tuned to Golf Talk America for some exciting stuff coming up. 2021-22 wraparound season. Do I call it the wraparound season? I've said that before. The 2021-2022 season on the PGA Tour is really going to be an exciting one. They're just the players, the way the Tour Championship ended, some of the personalities that maybe didn't get to go or didn't get picked for the Ryder Cup, i.e. Patrick Reed, i.e. Kevin Na, i.e. Billy Horschel. We'll have some of those guys on the show this first part of the season to tell you a little bit about their feelings and give you an update on what they're looking forward to and what they've been working on in their games to get them ready for the 2021-2022 PGA Tour season. But not to be left behind, the PGA Tour champions were racing to the playoff, championship for the Charles Schwab Cup, I should say. And our friend Dickie Pride jumped way up that list with this last tournament. So we're looking forward to hearing from Dickie just here shortly. But what I do want to tell you about is something that I personally absolutely love. And there's really no better way to celebrate life and a life well played than with Arnold Palmer Spiked. Okay, it's classic taste of iced tea and lemonade. You already know all about that. But it has 5% alcohol by volume, 5% ABV. So get that little bit of kick in there. Made from real juice and brewed teas for a smooth flavor. It's easy going down, I should say. And I love it. I drink it on the golf course. I drink it on the boat. I drink it on my patio. It's just very refreshing. Not too much alcohol, so you can indulge in several and really enjoy it. It really is something that we at Golf Talk America, all of us, Tim Matthews, myself, and the rest of the crew, but it is the perfect balance of teas and fruit juice with a little bit of alcohol in it, and you can get it in multi-packs or a tall 24-ounce can. The tall 24-ounce can I love because you can sip on it on and off through your round or through two holes, which some of our friends do, whether you're on the links or on the lake or wherever you may be. So find Arnold Palmer Spiked in a store near you at arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA or search for it on Drizzly and Instacart. That's arnoldpalmerspiked.com/GTA. 2021 Hornell Brewing Company, Memphis, Tennessee. Malt beverage with natural flavor. Celebrate responsibly. So, don't go anywhere, everybody. When we come back, we'll have more on what's going on around the tours, as well as our good friend Dickie Pride joining us later in the show to discuss what went on in the Ascension and how important that last putt he made to put himself in that playoff was to him. You're listening to Golf Talk America, and we'll be right back after this.
Hey, it's John Ashton from Those Weekend Golf Guys, and I was talking to Frank just the other day about daily fantasy sports, and I said, Frank, you play? And he went, well, I used to, but I'd never win. I said, well, that doesn't surprise me. 85% of people who play daily fantasy sports lose. The game's rigged against you. You're playing against thousands of other lineups and experts with a lot more tools and a lot more time than you have, so you don't stand a chance, Frank. And then I told them about Stat Hero. It is the first ever daily fantasy sports book that puts the player in control and winning within reach. Here's how it works, okay? Stat Hero will show you their lineup, and then they dare you to beat them. You see, it's you versus the house in a head-to-head fantasy matchup. You name your stakes, and it's winner-take-all. You have the advantage. Try it yourself. Go to stathero.com/golftalk. Sign up for free, and right now you can get 3x back on your first play. They're giving you a 300% match, and that's unheard of. stathero.com/golftalk. This is a game even Frank could win.
Are you dealing with thinning hair? Well, I'm here to let you know there's now a holistic solution for men that promotes both healthier hair and whole body wellness without drugs or prescriptions. It's Neil Michaels to introduce you to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is clinically shown to improve hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage while also supporting sex drive, better sleep, and less stress. In a clinical study, men showed progressive improvement in hair growth and thickness after as little as just 3 months. And Nutrafol is recommended by more than 1,500 top doctors. You too can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code GOLFTALK to save $15 off your first month's subscription. That's the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. There's free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com. Use the promo code GOLFTALK.
All right, everybody, as we said earlier in our first segment, the man is with us now. A good friend of the show's, a good friend of ours, and an Alabama alum, although, you know, everybody knows I'm Ole Miss. We still get along. Alabama just wins more than we do. But Mr. Dickie Pride joins us from somewhere on the road. Dickie, where are you?
I'm actually in Alabama for a day.
Oh, wow.
I got to come home for a day, and I had to take care of a couple of little things down here, no big deal, and then I actually fly out this afternoon to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for the Sanford International game, which is our tournament this week. So,
well, you
just a quick stop.
Wow, man. Well, say hello to everybody in Alabama for me. In 2 weeks, we'll be seeing you guys on the football field, and you and I'll have to have a little side bet. I only need 30 points, and I think it'll be okay.
Okay, so, you keep hoping for that. But
hey, buddy.
Speaking of football, you know, my son goes to Arkansas.
I didn't realize that.
They had a nice little win over to Texas, and he was at the game and went on the field like the entire student body after the game went all went on the field after their big win against Texas, which was a lot of fun to watch Saturday with my, you know, it wasn't Alabama, but it was, you know,
well,
my
yeah.
son. So at least I got to, you know, SEC football is always fun, right?
SEC's the best, brother. You know, I'm from Arkansas, born and raised there, but, well, actually born in Alabama, but raised in Arkansas, which was our home. But, Hey, listen, let's get to it, because your rookie year on PGA Tour Champions, you've already won. Now you put yourself in a playoff with a 20-footer on 18 and just drop it in. And one of the most fun things to watch in the video of that, I replayed it several times, is your standard bearer gives the huge fist pump when you drop the putt to come into the playoff. Wow, great plan, brother.
Yeah, I saw that. He was a great kid. He was so nice. You know, they volunteer and they carry that big sign around. Like I did. I remember in 84 at Shoal Creek, the PGA, lugging that big thing. I think they're plastic now. They were metal when I did it, so it was pretty rough on me. But, yeah, he was a great kid, so nice. And he was, the only thing I heard, he was upset when we did the playoff. They took a different standard bearer. He was like, no, I've been with Mr. Pride all day. I got to do it. You know, but that's the way the cookie crumbles. I think he got beat out on seniority.
Oh man, that's terrible. Well, it was exciting to see, and I was disappointed, but my God, man, you're playing some great golf right now. I mean, give us your thoughts about your game and where it is.
Well, I was very pleased with the way I played all week. The first day, it's funny, I played with David the first day. And I mean, I hit it all over the map, and I turned about a 5-over round into 2-under just with short game. Really, I didn't hit the ball. I progressively got better and better with my ball striking through the week. I mean, I was very pleased with the way I played. Obviously, I wanted the playoff to go differently, and you know, I looked at the swings, the two swings on 18, just to take you through it in regulation. I had 165 yards to the hole, and in the playoff, I had 167 yards, so I'm hitting 7-iron both times. And in the regulation, I made a beautiful golf swing to hit the exact shot I was trying to hit, which was, it was a difficult shot because I was on a little bit of a right-to-left side slope both times with a right-to-left wind with a front right pin. And the first time I executed perfectly, and the second time I just made a bad golf swing. It wasn't like I was trying to shoot at the flag, but I kind of was. I was trying to start it at the flag and cut it and let the wind hold it in there because it was about a 15-mile-per-hour wind going across us. And I just made a bad golf swing. I hit a great bunker shot, and the putt, while I'm disappointed I didn't make it, it was more, I think, from earlier. I putt my best when I just roll the ball. I don't try to make the putt. I just roll it where I'm looking. If I roll it where I'm looking, the hole gets in the way a lot of times. And when I try to make putts, you know, you can push them or pull them a little bit. And on 15 and 16, I had good looks at birdie. And they were both uphill, and I tried to make them. And I jammed both of them right through the break. And I, you know, same deal on the playoff. I was like, let's just roll it where I'm looking. And I hit the putt right where I was trying to. And I knew I didn't quite catch it. And it just came up a little short.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting that you gave up the playoff. Didn't give it up. You competed hard for it. But you gave it up to a guy who I heard from a little bird taught your daughter to wakeboard?
Yeah, this summer. I have a lake house in Arkansas, and David keeps his boat up there. He rents a house on the lake. He has another property, a hunting property with some other guys up there. So we're up there at the same time in the summer a lot of times. And I think it was when I was at the Senior British, and David didn't play because of all the travel regulations. I don't know exactly, but it was a cluster, and there were a lot of travel regulations and all. So David didn't play, and my wife and daughter were there. My daughter was doing an internship this summer for Walmart, and was at the lake, and he took her out, Kim and Isabel out on the boat, and he taught her how. I've got a video of him teaching her how to wake surf, and she just loved it and all that. I mean, and it really is. I love the video because they, you know, besides being a really, really great golfer and a complete class act.
Oh yeah,
David, you can just tell in the video. I wish I could. I mean, I guess I could put it online, but I'm not going to. He is such a good teacher, and you can tell how excited he was for Isabel, and he just really, you know, stepped her through the process of how to do it. It was really, really impressive. I was like, I need a golf coach like that. Hey, Dave, you giving lessons? You know, But, it was, it, you know, he's just, I mean, the whole family is just a really, really great family. And he is, you know, an incredible champion and just a good friend.
Let me ask you this. You're absolutely right, just to put a bow on that. He is a first-class individual, just like you are, my friend, just like you are, and great families. And a couple of things I want to ask you. Number one, you had 51,000-plus patrons, fans out there. What was it like? What was the energy like?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was so great to see. I had a friend of mine that's a member at the golf course there, who's also a member of Bay Hill with me, and came out and followed every day. And yeah, it was really exciting, really electric. And I had no idea how many Alabama fans were in St. Louis. Cause I mean, you know, I bring it on myself, right? It's like you wear the belt. It's like you have an elephant on your collar. I mean, let's face facts. But I had so many Roll Tides and all that, you know, it was really fun to have that many people there. And, you know, in a close setting, and yeah, it was great.
Just feeding off that energy. I mean, it's so much more fun as a fan, okay, and I'm in the business, but I'm a fan, to watch it and listen to the crowds and watch you guys feed off of that. The other question I have for you is, my understanding is, now you are an empty nester now, so your wife was out there with you. Is that correct this week?
That is correct. She was with me the whole week. It was the first week it's the first time we've traveled, I guess, the two of us in 20-plus years, because we've had kids since then. My daughter is a senior in college, and she goes to school in New York City. So when my son was a senior in high school, she came home in March because of the COVID stuff, and she's been with us since then. And then my son is in Arkansas, and he went to school last year and was on campus, but Isabel was not. And then they both went this year, so we're officially empty nesters.
So is she going to be with you this next week?
Yeah.
Oh, how good is that? That's fantastic, brother. That is really good.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done this since Kim and I were married for 5 years before we had children, and I was on tour, so she traveled with me pretty much the whole time. So yeah, it's like reliving the start of my career. It's been great. As Kim and I, and we've got so many friends and fans. You know, there are a lot of families travel, a lot of husbands and wives on the Champions Tour. So it's really been, it's been great to have her back out.
Yeah, I bet it is. And that's that kind of takes the sting out of being empty nesters just a little bit, I would think. So,
well, I'm not saying we don't talk to them 5, 6, 12 times a day. That's, you know, it's not like we've lost touch.
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know. Hey, tell me about your sponsors. I mean, you had a new bag, right? Ronald McDonald House? Is that correct?
Yeah, the Ronald McDonald Charities? House Charities. There is a pro-am in Cleveland, Ohio that benefits Ronald McDonald House of Northeast Ohio. And I've played in it for 22 years. And I'm on the board of it. After about 10 years, they finally figured out I wasn't going to leave. And they put me on the board. So I help run the pro-am. I help recruit different players to come play. Committee meetings and making dates and prizes and running the whole thing.
Oh, that's
and
good.
That kind of started it. And I've been doing it. My dear, dear friend, his name's Mike Clegg, and he's from Cleveland, and he actually passed away this year in 82. He started the event. He helped start the Ronald McDonald House in Cleveland, which is now with Akron, which is Ronald McDonald House in East Ohio. And he's the one that brought me in, and he was, after my father, grandfather passed, was my surrogate father, and if I needed advice, that's who I'd go to. He got me involved, and I am so very grateful. After I won Atlanta, we had another member on the board and said, we want Dickie doing this. And so they talked to Ronald McDonald House Charities globally, and we came up with the bag, and it's on the bag, and it's on my sleeve. And then Stevens Incorporated out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Stevens has taken very good care of me. I am a client of theirs and have been for 15 years, I think. And they've just done a wonderful job, and the sponsorship with them is just, it's a great deal, because it's a lot of close friends over there, and they've taken care of me, and they continue to do so.
Yeah, absolutely. The Stevens organization is fantastic. My father was with them, turned me on to them, and they're great people. Oh, and
they're great.
Yeah, they really are. It's like friends, you know. They look out for you, and they, you know, it isn't a plug for Stevens here, but it's a fact. Yeah. They're just great people.
Yeah, they're great people, and they're very good at what they do.
Oh yeah.
And you don't have to sweat the small stuff. They're going to be there in your corner all the time, which has been, I mean, Terry Pollock is a good friend, and has watched after me for a long, long time. Yeah. So,
well, you know, you can't beat that, and you can't beat the charity that you're involved with. It is one of the very best in the world. And good on you, buddy. I mean, you do a lot of good stuff that people don't know about, and that's why I kind of wanted to get into your personal life just a little bit to let our listeners, you know, hear what a good guy you really are.
Well, opinions vary on that, but that's very kind of you.
Well, Sweeney.
Ronald McDonald House Charities, they're pretty phenomenal.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Well, they're in 62 countries, and if people don't know, what they do is we house families of critically ill children near their hospitals.
Yeah.
Free of charge, free food, free, you know, room and board, and we'll, you know, they're there to take care of their kids.
Yep.
And we enable them, and we're like, here's a place to stay, and here's our meal schedule. And you can do on your own or do whatever you need to, and you go take care of your family. You go take care of your kid that you need it, and I'm just really honored to be associated with them and be able to carry the bag and bring some love.
Well, they couldn't have a better guy out there carrying the banner for them than Dickie Pride. We think a lot of you, my friend, and for everything you do that you keep very quiet about. But I have to tell you this: one of our mutual friends down in Orlando. You better change your locks. I think he's going to go rifle your beer raider since you're out of town and your wife's with you. So Sweeney told me to tell you hello. He's excited as heck for you, and as we both are, you know, we both are. So
thank you.
Yeah, man. If there's anything we can do from Golf Talk America's side in regard to helping out or doing a show or doing some promotion for you guys for your charity event and all that, Dickie, you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone and holler, and we're in all 100% for you, buddy. We really
well,
are.
Well, Frank, I really appreciate that, and I will do so as long as we make sure that we do not include Sweeney. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Well, you know, Sweeney, I got to tell you, I had to do the Golf Channel. I was the play-by-play guy on the ground for the Senior LPGA Championship that was held at his place. Sweeney was assigned to me as my spotter. Okay.
My God.
I know. Yeah. It was
good
tough.
Good luck on that. I mean...
The guys, like, we beat him up.
Brendan, that's great, because we talk about the golfers. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what? You turn around, he's 50 yards down the fairway. And I'm like, they're hitting, and Brian Hammonds is hitting me going, Frank, what's she got? She's got a golf club in her hand.
Looks like a 7-iron to me. I don't know.
Anyway, so have you done anything different? Have you made any little tweaks that you can share, or maybe you don't want to share the secrets to Dickie Pride's game? But what's the secret to your success this year? Because you're really rocking and rolling, pal.
Well, I think it's a build off last year too, with the wraparound season. In 2019, when I turned 50, I played in the Senior British Open, and then came home and proceeded to have surgery on my thumb. I had torn a ligament in my thumb, and I had had my left thumb fused. That has changed my game a bit. I think it's made it a little more consistent for obvious reasons, because my thumb is no longer moving at the top of my golf swing. But I have to swing at it a little differently, because I just don't have the range of motion I used to.
Gotcha.
For the audience, the best description is, like, if you look at a Sergio Garcia, how he down cocks it and creates all that lag, I can't really do that anymore because my thumb doesn't move like that.
Gotcha.
So it's more of a to simplify, a Steve Stricker type thing, where it's not a lot of wrist motion and it's a lot of turn, which doesn't really sound like a bad idea. So it seems to be helping a lot. I'm definitely a more consistent ball striker. I've always relied on my chipping and putting, and I'm hitting more greens and giving myself more opportunities, and it seems to be helping out.
Well, that's, you know, we wish you the very best going forward and into this season and the Charles Schwab Cup. You jumped up a bunch of spots this past week, and you know, we're looking forward to seeing you through the rest of the year, my friend. We really are.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, buddy. Listen, don't be a stranger, and safe travels to you, and all the best, and play great, which we know you will this next week, and we'll be watching you, buddy.
Perfect. I will do it. Thank you for having me on.
I'll say it for you one time. Roll Tide. Okay. Oh,
you don't have to do it. You can't do that.
Hotty toddy.
He'll kill you. Hotty toddy will get you for that. They'll come after your dog, man. Don't do that.
Good. They can have my dog. No, <I'm joking. laughs>
All right, Frank. Thanks again for having me on.
Thanks, buddy. My best to you and your family, and take care of yourself, and we'll see you next week out on tour.
Great. Look forward to it.
Thanks, pal. Dickie Pride, everybody. What a fun guy to be around, and he's... Want to tell Sweeney, Brendan, I know you'll be listening, so we love you, and we're just playing with you because I offered for you to come on to do this interview, and you had something else to do, but we'll get you in on the next one. Brendan Sweeney from the French Lick Resort, one of our favorite sponsors and our oldest and longest-standing sponsor for Golf Talk America. Dickie Pride's a good guy. PGA Tour Champions is a lot of fun to watch, folks. It's exciting. It's... You know, it's the players, they got, like they say in the commercial, they have a lot of trophies in their trophy cases, but they play like they have none, and they truly, truly do. And those guys, you know, some of those guys have a few aches and pains, just like I do, and, you know, I'm lucky that I get to make a living reporting on, talking about, and playing golf, and I definitely hit the jackpot when it comes to a job. As I've gotten older, though, it's not been as easy for me to play as it used to be, much like Dickie just said about his thumb and the issue with it being stationary. But when I play golf now, my hands hurt a lot, like an 8 out of 10 after I play a couple of days in a row. And after 18 holes, 3 days in a row, my feet hurt. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things because you're using your feet a lot, you use your hands a lot, and you even ride in a cart and walk to the ball, but it still can be somewhat painful. I just assumed I'd have to put up with it, and maybe this was payback for getting to be around golf so much, but I was skeptical about anything that could help with pain and inflammation until I tried 100% drug-free Relief Factor. What a difference. Now, I take Relief Factor every day, folks. My hands don't hurt nearly as much, and my feet don't hurt hardly at all. It's an incredible product. I play back-to-back days in the golf tournament without having pain every time I move for days after. The pain level in my hands used to be about an 8. Now it's maybe a 3, maybe a 3. Feet used to be bad for days. Now I'm ready to go the next day. I can't begin to tell you what a difference Relief Factor has made in my everyday life, and there's a reason they call it Relief Factor. What a relief. If you want to feel the difference for yourself, do what I did. Go to relieffactor.com/golftalk. And order the 3-week quick start. It's heavily discounted at just $19.95, which is less than a dollar a day. The only way to know for sure if Relief Factor will work for you like it worked for me and tens of thousands of others is to try it for yourself and feel the difference. So go to relieffactor.com/golftalk today and take the pain-free challenge like I did. Who knows? In just a few short weeks, you could be pain-free too. Well, that was fun. That was a great interview with Dickie. I say a great interview. I'm not complimenting myself, for heaven's sakes. It was great to hear Dickie talk and laugh, and he really is playing some really good golf, and he's right. He's a great bunker player. His short game is extremely good, kind of like Stricker's. Stricker doesn't use a lot of wrist in his short game, and it's worked for me, although I don't play to that level, as we all know. Watch Steve Stricker. Watch Dickie Pride. Watch what they do in their short game and try to emulate it, folks, and I think you'll be pleased to see what it does with your consistency in that short game, which is, you know, scoring clubs and the putter. It's always comes down to that last little putt, but that was fun. It was fun catching up with Dickie. fun talking about his family. And, of course, David Toms we discussed, who's really one of the nicest guys ever out there. And, folks, Ole Miss and LSU has the biggest rivalry between the two schools. We really have a huge rivalry. But we all get together and have a lot of fun and backslap and all get along pretty good, except on game day, and then we sort of snarl at each other. But, Dickie, play well, my friend, and we know you will. David, you play well, too, because we know you will. Dickie made a little comment to me off the record, and he said, all right, he taught my daughter to wakeboard. Now we're even. Now we're even, okay? So he beat me in the playoff on the first playoff hole, and we're even. So let's get after each other and try to just play some golf. It's tough on the PGA Tour champions as well as the PGA Tour because, you know, you're playing with your friends, of course, the PGA Tour champions. You've been playing with those guys a lot of years, and the friendships and the families travel together and have really, really built up some fantastic friendships. So, you know, you still want to win, but you don't get a little grumpy when one of your friends beats you. You just get a little disappointed, and then you move on and try to get them the next time. But anyway, we wish everybody the best out there on PGA Tour Champions and PGA Tour. We're going to get back to it. We'll have more about the Ryder Cup and what's coming up on the PGA Tour this week in another show later in the week with Tim Matthews back in the saddle with me. But for Tim Matthews, who's absent, for all of our great sponsors, Club Court, the French Lick Resort, Relief Factor, of course, Arnold Palmer Spiked. Gosh, everybody, well, we love our sponsors and we love our listeners. So tune in. Again, thanks for listening, everybody. And we are out.